The ZM Podcast Network.
Okay.
Which one's he going to pick?
I never know which one's which. An oldie but a goodie.
Solid.
Hi, welcome to the after party, everybody. It's good to be here.
Good to be back.
Good to be...
For another week.
Yeah, Witcher.
Who's got the juice today? Who is bringing the juice?
Sugar Knot. I brought it on Friday.
What was your juice on Friday?
Oh my God, guys. My mum called me up on the weekend.
Yeah.
And I couldn't remember exactly what all of us were talking about on one of the after party podcasts, but she was like mortified.
What are we talking about?
She was like, Brianna, all of you in there. I thought, because she always listens to the main show podcast, right?
Yeah.
And then I think if she has time from, like, you know, every now and then she'll listen to the after party.
To this garbage, yeah.
Yeah, and...
Was it the one I had to censor 80% of it?
It could have been. She was like...
Disgusting.
In her words, you were talking about the JJs.
We wouldn't.
I'm mortified. I was mortified, Brianna.
Oh, and you said... Yeah, I won't say it. Yeah.
I'll have to beep it again if you say it.
Yeah.
No, you, Clint, said...
What did I say?
You were talking about...
I did not. Undo shit. Yeah, right. Well, does that make you want to operate a bit differently? Surely whenever you are in public, you should think, what if my mother could hear me right now? You know?
Nah.
Especially when you're broadcasting.
No, because you know what my mum always says?
Mm-hmm.
No, actually, I say it about her. She loves me for me.
She must love me.
And that's all of me. Not just the best bits.
Does she, or does she love you in spite of you?
Maybe more that. Yeah. It's unconditional love is what it is, and we move on.
It is unconditional love.
It's unconditional love.
Or the only kind of something and only a mother could love.
Yeah.
That's the other
way. Thank God for unconditional love.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Who's got it for you? Your mum?
Mum.
Your dad, and Jesus Christ.
And
that's it.
And the big guy upstairs. Yeah. My Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Take the wheel.
You think your partner has it for you. They don't. They don't, and it's not their job to have it for you.
You reckon? Partners don't.
It is not your partner's job to love you unconditionally. That suggests that you can be an absolute shitbag to your partner, and they still have to love you.
Oh, yeah, no, you can't.
It's not unconditional.
I see what you're saying.
You should, not to get too serious, but you should work for your partner's love every day. Every day.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of work.
I know it does. I know, but you should think about it. You shouldn't just take them for granted. Is what I mean.
True. Oh, but that sounds way easier.
Speak your truth, Clint.
Taking stuff for granted
not
sounds way easier.
Not saying that I do. Not saying that I...
Do as I say,
yeah.
Not as I do.
Imagine if your wife hears it and goes, what a load of...
what have you done for me lately?
What a crock of shit.
What's the last thing you did selflessly for your partner?
Made her coffee and breakfast this morning.
Aww. That's good.
Even though she had the day off and I didn't.
That's lovely.
Hung the washing out and put more washing on.
No, that you didn't do that for your partner. That's for the house.
She asked me to do it.
Yeah, I know, but that needs to be done.
Okay.
Bri, you shouldn't have to be asked.
Oh, it's true. It's fucking true.
Just once.
What else have I done? Shit.
That's enough. That's plenty.
Okay.
You're off the hook. Claudia?
Just today?
Yeah. Oh, no, just recently. What's the last thing you can think of?
This morning I made breakfast for both of us.
Yeah.
I'm about to pick her up downtown so she doesn't have to walk up the road.
These are acts of service.
Nice. That's an act of service.
I'm learning what your love languages are here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I got us scissor tickets, which she couldn't get.
That was for you as well. But
no, I don't like scissor. Sorry.
Okay.
Shit.
Okay, so you're going to suffer through a scissor concert.
No, I'm excited to go, but I'm
that's
not,
good.
You know,
yeah.
That's good.
Gone otherwise.
Ella, what's the last selfless thing you did for your boyfriend?
I went on a hike with him yesterday, and I'm not...
I know how much you would have hated that.
A little bit, but do you know what? I did it after postponing twice, but I did it for him.
Yeah.
And we had a really good time.
Do you think it meant something to him that you were there?
Yes. I thought he was going to propose, but he didn't.
See, Ella, this is where it's not unconditional. Bree just goes, I'd break up with him.
if he truly loved you, he wouldn't make you go on a hike.
If his love language is hiking.
No, yep. Brian's love language is knowing what's good for me, and a walk was good.
Like
need some
father.
Air.
That sounds like he knows how to get what he wants.
No way. He does. He was at my house the whole weekend.
No way.
You know
I like how much
like
you stand up for him. And you know I'm just joking. Ryan is a saint.
He's a little
sweet.
He was protecting himself because you guys know what Ella's like when she hasn't been out. When she hasn't walked around or got any air.
Yeah, she's crazy.
She gets wriggly. Yeah. I get the zoomies.
So do. Get the zoomies.
So
what about you, Clint? You're
what
the
have
last
you done?
One.
You've been a bit quiet.
You can't think of anything.
Oh dear.
I do the jobs when
No, but that doesn't count. You just said to me that doesn't count.
I know.
If that's your
What's
job,
something
then
where you've just done it
such
for your
good, such
wife?
A good question.
Do you buy her little treaty at the supermarket?
I buy little treaties at the supermarket, but she's actually limited me on the treaties. She's okay. Like,
oh, did you get too many?
She said, please stop bringing me little treaties. Which I listened to for about a
what
week.
What about on Waitangi Day?
And then I bring her...
Flowers? Do you bring her flowers?
Come on, that was a good joke.
What'd you say?
I bring her a little treaty on Waitangi Day.
That's what I said.
That is so good. How do you do
all
that?
Those normal things? Like I make a coffee in the morning and things like that.
Did you do it?
I made a
recently?
Coffee today. I make a coffee every day.
Okay.
Every day. But she makes me dinner every night. So
yeah.
It's
so
like,
it's like, what is something where you've gone out of your way
for her?
For her.
Yeah. It's tough because especially when you've been with someone for so long too, I feel like if I did it, she'd be like, what are you trying to get?
Yeah.
What are you trying to, what's the ulterior motive here? What
and
have
you
done?
You go, nothing, babe. Nothing. I love you. You're hot.
Oh, shit, I'm trying to think now too.
Sugar, you just want some.
Yeah, when my partner compliments me, I'm like, what do you want? What have you done?
What have you done?
Where is it?
Oh, shit, I'm trying to think now too.
Yeah.
Do you know my boyfriend and I had to have a conversation because I wanted him to buy me more flowers and he wanted me to pay for more things.
You told me this. Yeah, you wanted him to randomly buy you flowers, right?
I just wanted some random flowers here and there. And he was like, well, can you pay for dinner once in a while? I was like, yeah.
Flowers are such a...
But
can I just say...
But it's so good to have those conversations and get your little bugbears out in the open.
Oh, we're very good at that.
Flowers are such a waste of money.
No.
My partner loves flowers too.
I buy my partner flowers and she's got hay fever.
I bought my partner Lego flowers.
I got two cats for my wife, and I'm allergic to cats.
Oh,
so.
That was fucking ages ago,
and I'm
mate.
I'm still living with those cats.
You've done nothing. You've done nothing since then. That was like 10 years ago.
Cats.
Yeah.
What else have you done?
You know, stuff.
Make
I don't
the
know.
Bed?
Yeah.
Come on.
I make the bed, but that, again, you can't say that. You can't make the bed that you both sleep in and say to the person, "I made that for you."
Does this count? Does this count?
Mm.
Yeah, you can't. That doesn't count. Does this count? I really, really wanted to go to Bali.
Yeah.
Stop doing that gesture. It's disgusting.
What gesture are you doing?
It's disgusting. It makes me feel ill.
Does it count?
It makes me feel so ill.
A little bit for me though as well, eh?
What?
Did it for two.
Move on.
Move on.
Nothing, Ella. We'll
does this count? I had really, really wanted to go to Bali and so did she. But I was kind of like driving it, and then my partner's brother was going to Bali, so then we all booked this trip to Bali, and then I found out that I had to go away for work.
Yeah.
And instead of going to Bali, I went away and worked my ass off for 3 weeks so we could pay for more renovations on our house whilst she went and holidayed in Bali for a week.
That's love.
Is that
brutal.
That's pretty selfless. Which I could have.
At the least, it's very grown up.
Yeah, I felt grown up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's a sacrifice.
Yep.
Sacrifice
very responsible. Yeah.
He's going to sacrifice.
Again, you definitely did that for both of you, for your future.
100%.
Yeah.
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 It was definitely for both of us.
Like, so
was
you're telling me?
Well, hey, if no one said it to you, I'm proud of you. Well done.
Thank you, guys. Thanks.
There was a spare ticket to Bali that was available. What I'm hearing was a spare ticket?
Yeah, there was,
and
Claudia.
You didn't tell me about that?
Yeah, look,
I like Bali.
Look, I'm not going to lie, I was pretty irate about the whole situation. I'm just kidding. I was pretty devo.
He's going to sacrifice himself. No, you can't. Brain, there
no.
must be another way. Do you want to stop Snape from getting that stud on God? Hurry, it's you. That has to go on.
To Bali.
Okay, guys, go and get the other podcast and find out.
Juice.
Find out on the other podcast who licked Brie. There's the juice. See you tomorrow.
Me.
Bye, guys.
Welcome to the afterparty. Ella, no. No. Play.
ZM's Brie and Clint.
On Insta, Facebook, TikTok, and live weekdays from 3 on ZM. If you have children, your diet is usually made up of the food your kids didn't finish. So for a little extra sustenance, enjoy the Parenting Hangover podcast.
One of my mates, who's not usually looking sharp, is looking $1 million. Instantly, my insecurities will go, boom, to tell a few jokes to put him in his place.
Yeah. Oh, who invited Tommy Hilfiger to the rugby?
That's just groups of dads.
Oh, look, it's one half of the Hallensteins brothers.
The Parenting Hangover with Clint and Jordan. New episodes every Thursday on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.